Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Coronavirus. 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 Woman is wild. Here she comes. Watch out, boy. Watch out, boy. Watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. Coronavirus. Coronavirus.
There's one question that everyone's been asking every day to friends, neighbors, relatives, and that is, when will everything get back to normal? We're all itching to do normal things again. Doesn't matter what it is. I'd give anything to go wait in line at the DMV and get yelled at by a clerk for asking to borrow a pen. I want to squeeze avocados at Trader Joe's without people looking me up and down for signs of fever. Keep your eyes on your own avocados! And yet predictions for normalcy have been all over the map. From as early as April to as late as next year.
In a Wall Street Journal opinion piece, Johns Hopkins health expert Marty Makary claims we're going to have herd immunity by April.
I think we could get there by the fall or maybe even by the end of the summer.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington says it does not expect the U.S. to reach herd immunity prior to next winter.
By next Christmas, I think we'll be in a very different circumstance, God willing, than we are today.
You and the president have suggested that we'll approach normality toward the end of the year. What does normal mean? Do you think Americans will still be wearing masks, for example, in 2022?
You know, I think it is possible that that's the case.
We are not in a place where we can predict exactly when everybody will feel normal again.
Dinner and a movie in New York could be around the corner. The movie theaters are opening with reduced capacity. Indoor dining. Will we get back to normal?
I'm staying outside.
Yeah, me too, actually.
A movie is back in the Big Apple, but not for us. We're not ready to die. Enjoy your Brussels sprouts and Tom and Jerry, you suicidal maniac.
So, Professor, would you say it's time for everyone to panic?
Yes, I would, Kent.
In fairness, though, that's how we all feel. Everyone has had that same conversation whenever they ease restrictions on something, on anything. Wow, they're reopening bowling alleys. Amazing! We should take the kids. Yeah, but not really, right? And wear community shoes and stick our fingers in a bunch of dark holes? No, of course not. The problem is no one knows for certain when it'll be safe, and we can't know for certain. As you just heard, predictions for when we'll return to normal range from April to summer to fall to Christmas to next year. And look, caution is good. We can't underestimate this virus. It's been devastating, and every time we think the worst is behind us, it comes roaring back. It's like the McRib, but with a switchblade. We have to keep our foot on the gas and stamp this thing out for good, but there's also some genuinely good news setting the stage for what The Atlantic called a quite possibly wonderful summer. Let's start for a change by reviewing some of the good news. Today, the FDA confirmed that Johnson & Johnson's new one-shot vaccine is safe and effective, especially against severe cases. Pfizer said this week it will double its weekly shipments by mid-March. Pfizer and Moderna told lawmakers they can dramatically increase deliveries over the next 5 weeks. And between those three vaccines, we could have a total of 240 million doses by the end of March alone.
Here's what all this means. We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
There's growing optimism about the course of the coronavirus pandemic and the possible return to some semblance of normalcy by summer. And I gotta be honest, I desperately need some optimism. They don't teach you this in science class, but it turns out winter during a pandemic sucks. It's like my soul has a hangnail. The sun goes down at 5. I'm wearing a whole outfit made of SNL swag from 15 years ago, watching 20 minutes of some Belgian Netflix drama before I realize I watched it already. So it's helpful to remember there is some good news. Cases are falling as dramatically as they've ever fallen, and vaccine supply is ramping up quickly, thanks in part to the Biden administration delivering more doses to the states. In fact, both Democratic and Republican governors have praised the Biden administration for streamlining what was, before he took office, a chaotic vaccine rollout.
The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announcing just moments ago the Biden administration now increasing its weekly COVID-19 vaccine supply to states, upping it now to 13.5 million doses sent out to the states on a weekly basis.
The Biden team is doing a great job. They inherited an empty cupboard. They're slowly but surely fixing that.
In terms of the vaccine distribution, it's been seamless. And I was delighted that we had a 14% increase in vaccine supply last week. This is going to be very, very important for us. Thank goodness we have that partnership, which is good, with the federal government. And President Biden and his team is working to assure that partnership and not tear it apart, which I'm very grateful for.
Huh. So it turns out you can just buy more of a life-saving vaccine and give more of it out, and both Republicans and Democrats will thank you for it. I'm no political genius, but that seems like a slightly better strategy than, I don't know, personally trying to spread the disease to as many people as you can, like President Outbreak Monkey. Sorry, former President Outbreak Monkey. I mean, there were times when Democratic governors praised Trump, but it was with the dead eyes of a hostage who was worried they'd have their bathroom privileges revoked. Whereas if Republicans criticize Biden, their fear isn't that he'll punish them. It's that he will show up to the governor's mansion with a football and say, "You and I are going to toss this pigskin back and forth until we find some middle ground." Oh, actually, Mr. President, I was just about to go out. You're damn right you're going out, down and out. Hut, hut, everyone's my friend. By the way, none of this means Biden hasn't made some mistakes or that there haven't been disappointments with some of his early moves. There have. For one thing, he seems resigned to dropping a minimum wage increase from the COVID relief plan despite its overwhelming popularity in the polls and strong support from Senate Democrats like Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders. He's flirted with narrowing the eligibility for direct payments, and he's shot down proposals to cancel $50,000 in student debt, which also has majority support in polls. It would be a huge boon to the economy.
We need student loan forgiveness beyond the potential $10,000 your administration has proposed. We need at least a $50,000 minimum. What will you do to make that happen?
I will not make that happen.
Okay, enough of your Washington Beltway doublespeak. Are you going to make it happen or not?
I will not make that happen.
Oh, you D.C. charlatans always trying to have it both ways. Are you going to make it happen?
I will not make that happen.
Damn. That is not the answer I wanted to hear, but I do appreciate his directness. The last guy answered questions the way a plane circles JFK when it's foggy. Say what you will about Biden, but in many ways, he is the exact opposite of Trump. A reporter at a press conference could raise their hand and suggest literally anything, and Trump would say he was considering it. It's the only reason you could never trick him. Mr. President, do you have any response to the recent events regarding Updog?
We're looking very, very strongly at Updog. We don't like what they're doing with Updog at all. Updog is not good! Oh, we much prefer Down Dog, don't we, folks? Or how about just good old-fashioned regular dog? Whatever happened to dogs without directions? There used to be no such thing as up down, no down dog, no right dog, no left dog. There was just dog. Dog the bounty hunter. Bounty paper towels. The quicker picker upper, they like to say. A lot of people are saying it now. Not as quick as it used to be. Sad. Tried to pick it up. Lately, it wasn't so quick at all. Slow.
The Biden administration has certainly had some missteps and disappointments, but they've also been bold out of the gate with executive actions in their COVID relief plan. And there's been major progress on the vaccine front. The rollout has been streamlined, supply is up, and the news about just how effective the vaccines are has been great, too. A new study has found that just one dose of the Pfizer vaccine provides significant protection against the infection, and another found that the vaccines cut down on transmission, too. meaning the vaccines don't just prevent you from getting sick, they prevent you from spreading the virus, too. That all ends up being true, and we don't screw things up, we could potentially have a normalish summer. Even typically cautious public health officials are expressing optimism.
Essentially, what will happen is it's a glide path down. Number of cases will continue coming down, more and more people will be getting vaccinated, things will start opening up. We'll see occasional outbreaks here and there. I'm expecting, and I've been saying it to folks, and you're invited, John, that July 4th, I'm going to have a barbecue at my house and invite 20, 25 people. And I think we can be outside if everybody shows up vaccinated and if everybody's gotten vaccinated, or most people have gotten vaccinated in my community, which I suspect by July 4th they will. I think we can have an outside barbecue, no masks, and it'd be okay.
Damn, I didn't realize I was at the point where someone describing a barbecue would sound like erotica. You could sell a whole line of romance novels on this vibe. I got chills.
They're multiplying, and I'm losing control.
I can't believe how excited I am at the prospect of making plans. Before the pandemic, I spent most of my time trying to get out of plans. Pre-pandemic, the highlight of my week would be a friend texting last minute that they can't make after-work drinks because their babysitter bailed. Now, if that ever happens, post-pandemic, I'll show up at their house with some gin, a cocktail shaker, and a board game that takes 8 hours to play.
It's electrifying.
Now, this isn't to say things can't change for the worse. If we loosen up too quickly or not enough people get vaccinated or the variants get worse, we could have setbacks. But the streamlined vaccine rollout and the optimism from public health officials are a nice change of pace after the previous administration, which was so mendacious and detached from reality, you couldn't trust a word they said. Remember when Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said this last year in the run-up to the election?
Our goal has been to have 300 million doses by January. 100 million doses is one-third of the population. That's pretty wide distribution when you look at that, and that's October.
They said we'd have 100 million doses by the end of October and 300 million by January. Seriously, I knew the Trump people were liars, but it's even more brazen in retrospect, especially compared to the overly cautious approach of the Biden team. I mean, Biden's out here saying we won't get back to normal until Christmas. He's going to miss the barbecue. Meanwhile, the Trump people were going around telling everyone we'd all get vaccines in the mail for Christmas like they were free AOL trial CDs. As we've said many times on this show, things are still bad for lots of people who need immediate help in the form of direct payments, expanded unemployment benefits, a $15 minimum wage, and a more robust vaccine rollout in marginalized communities, among other things. And the pandemic has also exposed massive structural inequalities and problems that need radical solutions. We can't let up now. The next few months will be crucial, but there's finally some reason for hope and some cautious optimism. We could even have a party at my place this summer. What do you say?
I'm staying outside.
Yeah, me too, actually.
And now, a message from Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I'm America's voice of reason and celebrity hall pass for some reason, Dr. Fauci. The vaccine rollout is going strong, but it's also very confusing. Who can get it? How? When? Where is it? Do both doses go in the same arm or different arms or what? I don't know. So tonight, we give everyday Americans the chance to vie for vaccine eligibility on a little show we like to call So You Think You Can Get the Vaccine. Very good. Hello and welcome to the name of the game show I just said. Okay. Getting the vaccine shouldn't be a competition, but Americans will only want to get it if it means someone else can't. So, let's meet our panel of judges who are all, get excited, famous governors. First, he's hated by every single person in California except those 10 people he had dinner with in Napa that one time. Please welcome Governor Gavin Newsom.
Hey, what can I say? I love dinner.
That's great. How are things going in California?
Teeth, white, bodies, tight. COVID, pretty bad.
Next, he's currently under fire for futzing with old dead people and also for the kind of sexual harassment allegations that make you go, yeah, I can see that. It's New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, hello. Nice bodies, some of you. I know. I'm in the friggin' doghouse again. Remember when your favorite movie was My PowerPoints? Remember, today is Tuesday. When can we go back to that? I mean, come on.
Okay. Our next judge narrowly escaped being kidnapped by a group of men whose fingerprints probably had Cheetos dust on them. Please welcome the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer.
Hey there. It's an honor to be here with my fellow governors. People yell at them about their policies, and they yell at me, get her. But, hey, that's life.
Okay, judges, all of our contestants desperately want the vaccine, but an essential worker can differ in every state. So in California, it's...
police, hospital staff, neuropaths, and psychics.
And in Michigan, it's...
fishers, truckers, trappers, and drifters.
Right. And in New York, it is...
tough guys, wise guys, rich guys, and five guys.
Great. Tonight's game and the vaccine is brought to you by CVS. Come for the shot, leave with a lollipop from two Halloweens ago. Our first contestant is very nervous and excited to be here. Please welcome Jane F.
I'm from Michigan. Go Wolverines.
Oh, well, hi. Nice to see a fellow Michigander.
Oh, thanks. I actually voted for you.
Oh, that's nice.
I voted for you to get kidnapped, but still.
All right, well, I'll take it. Tell us why you're here.
I think I deserve the vaccine because I'm an essential worker.
That's nice. And what do you do?
I do IT for the OnlyFans website, so I am busy.
Do you have any pre-existing conditions?
I have a really bad attitude. I'm allergic to dust, and I don't know if this is anything, but I have herpes.
Oh, sweetheart, that doesn't get you the vaccine.
What? Then why did I just say that on TV?
Oh, that's too bad. A reminder, any contestant who's not going home with a vaccine will take home one of our highly desirable consolation prizes, like a Pfizer visor. It's a visor with the word Pfizer on it. Now, our next contestant has asked me to tell you that she is very, very old. For real, she's not even kidding. Okay, please welcome Kendall Fry.
Hello, I'm old. I love hard candy, and boy, do I stand going to church.
Huh. Something seems off about her.
Yeah, she just said stand.
I think we got another pretend granny.
Okay, fine. Listen, there's a guy I've been talking to for 10 years, and he just got out of a relationship, and he's in town tonight. Give me the vaccine.
Okay, and what are your risks?
My risk is that I may pop, sir.
Sorry, sweetheart, you're not eligible.
Wow. Okay. On the second to last day of Black History Month. Oh, wow.
Thanks again to our sponsor, CVS. We have the receipts and they're warm. All right. Our next contestant is expecting to have a baby.
Hi, I'm pregnant. Can I get the vaccine?
I don't know. Can you?
Sorry, may I get the vaccine?
No, that wasn't a grammar thing. I was genuinely asking. We have no idea.
You don't know?
Let's just give it to her.
Unfortunately, we're running a little low in Moderna, but we do have some trials for the Kirkland signature vaccine developed by Costco. It's big enough for you and your little one, and it comes with a free pack of 24 hot dogs. Next, we have Ronald, who's a proud smoker from New Jersey.
Hi. I'm Ronald. I'm from New Jersey, and I love cigarettes.
Are you just saying that because in New Jersey, they're giving the vaccine to smokers?
What? No, I love smoking. I love the squishy part, the burny part. It's all my favorite. Okay, this is terrible. I gotta get some more. Okay, bye.
Okay, give it up for that lifelong smoker. Our next contestant is, this doesn't sound right, fresh off his appearance yesterday at CPAC. Oh, God, it's Ted Cruz.
Yes, Senator Ted Cruz performing talent of stand-up comedy. It is great to be back in New York City. I'm sorry, my arms are tired because I just flew back from Cancun, Mexico. But can you really blame a brother for wanting some sun? Uh-oh, Here comes my catchphrase that I've spent all day yesterday screaming. Are you ready? Here we go now. Freedom!
Well, it's been quite a night, and we're down to our last contestant. Let's bring him out.
Hello, my name is Seymour Foreman, and I'm 85 years young. I was an army doctor, but now I'm just the world's proudest granddad.
Aw, wow, you got it all.
You win.
You get the vaccine.
Oh, wonderful. So do I get it here or backstage?
Oh, no, you can't get it here. You gotta make an appointment online.
On what? Oh, no, how do I do that?
Do you have a computer?
For spider solitaire.
Well, is there a young person who could help you?
Perhaps the mailman?
Now, does he have 3 straight days to help you click refresh?
I don't think he does. He seems busy.
Ah, so close. Better luck next time.
But if you do feel sick, make sure you leave the nursing home and get to the hospital. Wink.
Oh, no.
All right, that's all the time we have. And I'm just getting word the power went out at a CVS nearby. The vaccines are all going to expire, so it's first come, first stab.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
It's time to turn on.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.